項咧就係、是其他事項。咁我好快咁樣，我都唔逐個點樣啦。大家有冇其他事項？
Paul. First of all, Chairman, I would ask, as I just indicated, I would like to have a review of the voice recording of Professor William Lam's statement as in quoted in 3.6 in the minutes and report on page 41 of the Hur report. I believe that Professor William Lam suggested that the P2 could be reduced in size in the future after the Central Wanzhou bypass has been completed. That is what I remember from the meeting. I'm not sure, she's nodding that there's support. The way it's been reported both in the minutes and in the report is actually that P2 could be built to a bigger size as we continue to add development. So the quote in the minutes and the quote in the report is quite opposite what I remember. And I see some nodding. What will it
be? Can
we have a review?
Paul, you can always send in your comments with regard to the report. We just decide on that. So there's no point to draw on it. But I think...
it's a minute issue.
Well, I think one thing very important is we should focus on... I just want to remind members that, well, Professor William Lam is chair of the expert panel, and of course, as Will is, and he definitely has said a lot of things during the forum, right? And he also said even more things during when the expert panel met, which we are not present. But I think as far as the expert panel is concerned, what counts should be the report rather than what Professor William Lam say, isn't it? Because at the end, it's the report from the expert panel that accounts for the expert panel's view, not what Professor William Lam said in a particular occasion. Of course, that can be considered, but as far as this subcommittee, considering the view of the expert panel is concerned, we should rely on the expert panel report rather than any member saying whatever.
Right. Do we get the review of the minutes the voice recording or not?
I think you can always ask the secretary for the voice recording, and you can also the report is already there. But when you say minutes, it's minutes of the
minutes that have been disapproved. When reading through the report, I find out on page 41, which is somewhat of a copy of the minutes, I noticed the same error in terms of recordings of
minutes. Minutes?
The minutes of the 3DEF passed from the previous meeting where Mr. William Lam made his presentation.
Okay.
And the subsequent copying of some of his statements into the report, they are materially different from what he had said.
Okay. Of course, you can get the voice recording of whether it's forum and a subcommittee meeting. And of course, you can get copies of the minutes. But I would suggest, unless members object, we do not go on details because that can be handled after this meeting. Because there are plenty of opportunity for members to put in their comments and get information from the secretary. Do we really need to actually get the secretary to go through it and then discuss it in this meeting right now?
No.
And as chairman, I would say, let us put that aside after the meeting, which you'll get it, right? If it's voice recording, of course you'll get it.
Could you suggest we draw and confirmation of meeting?
Okay. Well, I think if you want to withdraw your support for the confirmation of the minutes, that can also be done after the meeting.
Right?
Okay, because as a meeting, we move on, right? We just cannot keep on until 5 o'clock in this afternoon.
We don't have to discuss it further, Chairman. If you can have a commitment that it will be reviewed, the voice recording with the minutes. I believe this is a material difference there.
Well, I think we let secretary record your request, right?
Thank you.
And of course, as usual practice, minutes can always be available. Voice recording can always be available. And based on what is available after the meeting, you can of course put in your wills as well. But your request for that, of course, is. And even if you want to reserve your support for the confirmation, you can always raise it now and then minute by the secretary. Okay.
My last AOB is the advertising sign erected on the harbour front in Wanshai in our study area. Recently, a new harbourfront advertising sign has been erected, very large, obstructing view from people of the harbour. This is against the harbour planning principles. It's been erected next to the SPCA site, next to the HKAA, the Automobile Association site, a new advertising sign. I was asking the via this committee, the government, for a clarification, as it is against harbour planning principles, visual access. It's on government land. It's erected by Lands Department very recently, after the publication of the harbour planning principles.
Okay, you raised that.
Thank you.
Do government officials want to make a response right now, or shall we come back later?
主席，因為啱啱提出嚟，我哋而家未有咩資料，或者我哋翻去睇睇個情況，再向大家報告。
Okay, thanks. So, ALB 有冇其他？ Okay, 如果冇嘅咧，就多謝大家，亦都唔好意思，今日就我原本諗住12:30完嘅，而家遲咗35分鐘。Okay, thanks. 我哋下一次會議暫時定低咧係月14日，係上晝嚟嘅，所以咧就同情人節嘅安排咧應該就冇乜衝突。